Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, and so deserved, by the way. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Dossie is here. David is a good friend of ours, a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an intellectual property attorney. We used to call him patent attorneys. He's so much more than that, and he's the partner with Gallagher and Dossie. And he is also, full disclosure, my intellectual property attorney. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Happy New Year. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, as always. You know, David, one of the things that's been interesting to me as I've been in the marketplace now for a long time, is the sort of the politics of contracts. And people might say, politics? What's politics has to do with it? You know, it's terms and conditions, right? But it's not just politics, and it's also games that people play. And it's also passive aggressive, and sometimes bullying that can happen with contracts. And typically, all of those things, when you're doing business with a larger company, all the things I just said are practiced by larger companies to try to get an advantage. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's the shift in when you work for a large company, let's say $100 million in revenue or less, versus a billion-dollar company, and you're dealing with a huge legal in-house department, the terms and conditions are just crazy. That they would think that a small, you know, company that may be doing seven figures in business is going to effectively provide them an insurance policy,
right,
for all risks.
Indemnification, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen this so many times. Where they, I mean, and of course, David saw the, you saw these contracts, David, because I would look at it and it would say, you indemnify us against whatever may happen that falls out of the sky. And yet they won't say, we indemnify you. There's a word that must be in there, right, David? Mutual. If we're talking about things that may never happen, there should be mutual indemnification, shouldn't there?
Well, yeah, and there are so many things like preventative steps that you can take. Is oftentimes you're dealing with your in-house business contact there, and you're going to get a feel for each other, decide if you want to work together. They may give you a scope of work, and you may say, I think it's going to cost $50,000, $100,000. You kind of come to an agreement on a lot of things before the agreements ever start getting floated back and forth. And one thing that a lot of small businesses can do is if you're dealing with one of those giant companies, just like all those other informal things that you've kind of come to an agreement upon, you know, create just a bullet list of some of the key legal things so that you've agreed to those with your business counterpart before it gets handed off to legal, because that's where things go off the rails. It's generally not when you're dealing with the guy who wants to hire you.
When the lawyers get it, folks, they are not concerned with whatever deal that you've cut with the other person. I mean, they're going to leave the specifications in there. They're going to leave the money in there. But that's not what you're concerned about. Just looking at the contract to see that it's got the money you proposed and the terms of the work, that's the first thing we look at, David. But what you don't realize is that there are these little landmines, these little tripwires inside of there. And David, it's their standard contract. They'll give that to everybody because it's their stock contract. It's bullying. It's political gamesmanship. And what I've learned, David, and you've helped me learn this, is, folks, as a small company, you can push back on those things. You can redline some of those things and add in your notes. And, David, I've had more of them accepted than not.
Right. Well, you have to go in with the premise that every contract is negotiable. And I recently, there are a lot of contracts that you feel there's no way. You know, like you go to your dentist's office, they want you to read this waiver and sign it. Well, you're not going to negotiate that on the spot. But right. Recently, I was able to even negotiate the terms of our internet service agreement because, and I'll tell you why, because I've been burnt by these boilerplate contracts right. before that always want to do auto-renewal, and they're mm-hmm. going to auto-renew unless you give them 60 days notice. Mm-hmm. And it's like they've totally forgotten who the customer here
right.
is. I'm
exactly.
the customer, you know, and so I took that agreement and said, no, I'm not going to agree to auto-renewal. I've been
right.
burned by that by the past.
But when folks, I know how it is. When that big company wants to do business with you, you're so excited. You want that business so bad, you're afraid to push back on them. You're going to have to do that, or you could get burned, and it could take you down if you don't. Quick break. Right back with David Dawson. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.